This podcast has been made the 26th of August of 2020 and been located in Ijuelas in the region of Valparaíso. Well, hello there. How are you guys? How are you doing with the quarantine? The damn quarantine. Oh, sorry, I used a bad word. Apologize for that. Well, let's start with... Sorry. My name is Ignacio Najari, and today, now, I'm going to review to you this anime, manga, it's a series, a Japanese series of... That is the Hoseki no Kuni, or the Land of Lustrous in English. Well, this Japanese series of manga started the 25th of October in 2012 and was written by Haruko Ichikawa and published by the editorial Kodansha in the Afternoon Magazine, and is still ongoing. Well, then in October, the 7th of 2017, this manga was adapted into an anime by the Orange CG Animation Studio, and ending with 12th episode, the 23 of December in the same year. And also just the anime just adapted 36 chapters from the manga. Well, the setting of this story is in a distant future where the Earth had been struck by six times by meteorites, ravaging it in the process. And all the land was just reduced to a single cause when the new form of life just born. The Hosekis, gems in English. The ones who inhabited the coast, and there are 28 different Hosekis, and with different skills, different works, etc. Like medics, blacksmiths, warriors, and the list gone. Well, and another particularity of these gems is they have different hardness, and our protagonist is one with the lowest hardness of all. It's just 2.5, and the lowest one is 2.0, and yeah, there's not a lot much difference. Anyway, you may be wondering why there are medics and warriors in a world with almost no life forms. And well, there is some dangers in this desolate world. The Tsukichin, oh, that's a hard name to say. But oh, the Lunarians in English. And they come from the moon. That's maybe obvious because of Lunarians and moon, and Luna is moon in Spanish. And well, it's maybe it's obvious, maybe not. And when? Well, they want to trap the Hosekis, to break them and take it away to the moon, to make these Hosekis in decorative objects and well, jewelry, because they're gems. And our protagonist, another thing I just almost forgot is that Phospholite, our protagonist, is just 300 years old, and that's for us is long time, but for them it's just like 1 year, 2 years for them. Anyway, this story begins with Phospholite feeling useless because she's too weak to be a warrior, and like she has like a complex of can't be focused in something, and she wants to be a warrior, and that's all. And because of that, she doesn't want to feel useless at all. So she goes with his sensei. That's Khalid Kongo, and he's like the grandmasters of all the Hosekis, the 28 Hosekis, and he orders Chi to do an encyclopedia of the coast, of the island, because for all this time there's nothing who said, yeah, this is a plant and that type of plant or anything. They don't have that. And well, this is a safe task for Foss, being a low hardness gem. But when she starts to investigate about these life forms in the wait, sorry, I'm a little bit right. Well, she starts to investigate about these life forms in the pool, and she encountered she encountered a new gem that she doesn't know that existed. And I don't want to spoil you that much, but yeah, she is important in the development of phospholite. And well, it's a begin in the evolution of phospholite. And yeah, I'm not going to tell you more of that because you need to read that or see it for more information, because it's important. And well, the writing style of this manga is like a roller coaster. There are moments so sad and like, oh no, impossible. And there are other moments like that are kind of funny. Yeah, they're like that. It's so good. It's so good. And well, I still remember the time when I was reading the manga. It was so exciting, seeing so many things happening. It was like, oh my god, what is gonna happen? No! And yeah, it's like very good. And also, the anime adaptations have an incredible soundtrack. It's incredible. It's amazing. If you have the time or just want to see something listening something chill or more exciting, hear this soundtrack, because it's very good. It's very good, and it helps with the atmosphere of the anime. Also, the environment of the anime is so beautiful, so wonderful. It's like you know, like that it's Earth, but so bad in a long distant future. It's so good. I totally recommend this little gem. That's the joke. It's hidden. It's hidden. Not many people know about this hidden gem, but it's great. It's so great. I totally recommend you. And you can start with the anime and use the anime and that's all, or you can go more advanced. Sorry. And see the anime and then read the manga, or you can see the anime then read the manga from the chapter 36 it's good, in short, it's so good. And well, I hope you like it. This was like the 10th time I tried to do this podcast. Well, this is the best I can do. Sorry, Miss Biffin. I apologize for all. And thank you for giving me this opportunity. Well, I hope you like it. And have a great day. Goodbye.